share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Last night, the 19th of August, 31 youth activists were arrested and dragged away by the police for holding a peaceful candlelight vigil at Dataran Merdeka in memory of the 13,000 people who have died due to COVID-19 in Malaysia. According to NST, the People's Solidarity Secretariat organized the event, the same group that organized the hashtag Lawan Rally. The event was scheduled to start at 8 p.m., but was apparently called off at the last minute. However, several people still turned up, probably unaware that the rally had been called off. Police dragged the participants by force. The police arrived not long after and detained 17 men and 14 women, some of whom were dragged by force without being read their rights, and brought to the Dang Wangi headquarters. The police reportedly did not even tell them the reason why they were being arrested. In the video, individuals were seen asking police officers, "Are we being arrested?" However, they were never given an answer and were then dragged into the back of the police lorry. https://world.of/buzz.com/wp-content/uploads/2021/08/whatsapp-video-2021-08-20-at-10.28.28-m.mp4. Nalina, who was one of the participants there, documented the whole ordeal in her Instagram Live. In one instance, she can be heard shouting, "I'm not going anywhere until my rights are read to me. I want to cooperate, but am I being arrested?" while forcefully being dragged by police officers. Kakarasan Tela Dagunakan Untuk Membawa Peserta Himpunan Memorial K. Kenderan Black Maria. Persolanya, Apaka Janaya Barat Yang Tela Dilakukan Mereka Dalam Memperingati Rakyat Yang Gugur Akibat COVID-19. Hashtag LAWANPIC.twitter.com/LTXNRK5BEG. Solidaritas.my, at My Solidaritas, August 19, 2021. The participants had their handphones and identification cards, IC, seized and were questioned by the police. Among those detained were hashtag Lawan organizer Muhammad Azraf Sharif, Undi 18 co-founders Kira Yusri and Tharma Pillai, and Masih Solidarity founder Sarah Erdina Muhammad Arif. Update: all the girls are now in a black mamba being brought to IPD Dang Wangi for making a vigil. This is Malaysia Now. Hashtag Lawan Tetap Lawan. Hashtag Lawan Hash Lawan Intimidasi pic.twitter.com/ss873wm. L Hashtag Lawan. At Elrina, August 19, 2021. Public outrage as police were accused of using intimidation and unnecessary force. The case went viral as PDRM was seen using force to haul individuals, and many deemed this as unnecessary. Additionally, many highlighted that it was dangerous to cramp the participants into the back of the police truck without any safe distancing. It was learnt that lawyers who arrived at the Dang Wangi police station were not allowed in for almost an hour, after which only two lawyers were allowed to enter the station. According to updates on Twitter, the participants were released one by one with an RM2,000 fine after their statements were recorded. PDRM said that the case is investigated under Section 9 of the Peaceful Assembly Act 2021-S. They've failed to notify authorities of the gathering. The participants are also investigated for gathering during a pandemic, even though SOPs and safe distancing was practiced. Undi 18 condemns police intimidation. Undi 18 have since released a statement condemning the intimidation and lawful arrests made by the police against the participants. They said that about 50 participants attended the candlelight vigil while strictly observing physical distancing per COVID-19 standard operating procedures, SOP. Undi 18 asserts that the lawful actions exercised by the police violated three fundamental rights guaranteed by the federal constitution: the right to assemble peaceably, the right to be informed of the grounds of their arrest, and right to legal representation, the statement said. No citizen should be arrested without any reason and face police intimidation for gathering peacefully. Hashtag Lawan Intimidasi is now trending on Twitter, but no official police reports have been released yet. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read: Hashtag Lawan Protest on the 21st of August called off following Muhyiddin's resignation as PM. Source: At Elrina, Twitter. Source: At Elrina, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.